Proclamation number 8208 of 7th of July, 1962. Criticism of the divine word proves spiritual arrogance. Into what spiritual arrogance do people descend who want to criticize my gifts of grace from above or believe themselves called to be able to judge them? Divine wisdom cannot be grasped intellectually. They can only appeal for the grace of right thinking, which will also be granted to them because then they will already enter into contact with me. But anyone who wants to judge with his intellect alone, who believes that he can mentally penetrate the truth and the outcome of it, is presumptuous and will always have to admit his inadequacy, and he will also have to realize that he is not entitled to such an examination either, because the spiritual realms are closed to him if he does not enter them in my company. But people nevertheless presume such things and then pass a judgment which can never be right, because the human being lives in spiritual darkness as long as he is not yet striven for unification with me, which, however, also requires profound humility and recognition of his own shortcomings, in which case the human being humbly turns to me and appeals to me for enlightenment of his thinking. Anyone who only lives his earthly life, who does not make an effort to put his inner life in order. Thus anyone who believes that he can fathom and justify everything with his human intellect is truly not called to judge a divine gift of grace, for both the process of transmission as well as the abundant flow of grace which flows to earth will be and remain incomprehensible to him, because the human being has lost all knowledge due to his former fall into the abyss and therefore it is still dark in him. He first is to kindle a light within himself which brings about unselfish love, but then he also humbly recognizes his weakness of intellect and no longer enters the spiritual realms in order to fathom them by virtue of his intellect. And yet, many people arrogate to themselves the judgment you are not in the least qualified to do so. And this is a sign of great spiritual arrogance. And they will fall ever more into darkness until they turn to me myself and then can also be enlightened by me if their desire for truth is serious. But then you will have to come to me humbly, for I only grant my grace to the humble. And as soon as you are of arrogant spirit, my adversary still controls you, who is full of arrogance and also wants to transfer it to you. And many people are so convinced of the sharpness of their intellect that they don't want to accept any instructions, and these will also never be able to be introduced to the pure truth, because truth can only be part of a humble person, for it originates from me and only ever touches the hearts of those who devote themselves to me in deepest love and humility. But anyone who is arrogant also lacks love, for he is still completely in bondage to the one who is without love but who places himself above everything and who also does not want to acknowledge me as his Lord. Therefore beware of spiritual arrogance. After all, it makes you completely blind in spirit, and then you will never be able to receive and grasp my gifts of grace, for they will only be confused thoughts for you and not emit any light, because this is prevented by the adversary who wants to keep you in deepest darkness so as not to lose you. Amen.